And it's so, so nice to have her alone, 'cause you know I made her leave a mobile phone at home. The clock's ticking, but I don't mind, because there's no one else I'd rather share my time. And I've no idea where that day gone went, yet I know that it's time well spent. And I've no idea where that day gone went, yet I know that it's time well spent. So I sing la la.
Hi, I'm Elliot and I can't count. And welcome to Seriously Potter episode 13, Food Edition.
It's episode 11, Elliot.
It's episode 11 or 12 or 13, one of them. And we will edit this to make it sound like we know what we're doing.
Vanessa always starts off the show with like breaking into laughter.
Yeah, I
that's
do.
How Vanessa always is.
And by the way, I'm Vanessa.
Oh, I'm Elliot.
I'm Divya.
I'm Jordan. And we have here, undercover, but she's not really here.
She's under our invisibility cloak, because we have one of the hallows.
Yeah, so that's Natalka.
So we're going to start off with exciting new news about us.
As we get it. About
it's
us.
So exciting, you're not going to believe it. We have a poll up on the side.
Oh, wow,
who would
exciting.
Win in a fight, Hagrid, Emmett, or it would be a tie?
What should we vote right now?
I think I'm gonna say tie.
Tie for mutual peace and all that.
Oh, okay. So let's see.
Only like 9 people voted.
No, 11 plus.
Vote so far, 23 people have voted, and there are only 10 people involved with the podcast. And my brother voted and Blair voted, so we only accounted for 10 of those 23 votes.
Oh, Elliot just so punched me in the eye. No way. Hagrid's winning. Whatever.
Hagrid's winning. Evan is in second place, and Ty is in third place.
My sister voted.
Okay, we counted for 13 of the 23 votes.
No, you totally made her vote one way.
No, she voted for Emmett. Okay, I tried to make her vote for Hagrid. It didn't work.
Did your sister?
Oh, we have a poster. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Jesus.
We have 3 posters? Oh, my goodness. Okay, sorry. But the real exciting news, that was kind of a fake exciting news to throw everybody off. We actually live somewhere new now. We moved. We got together our Potter FedEx trucks, and we took all of our news. It was very heavy, because our news is heavy.
Yep.
We took it all over to our new domain, http://www.seriously, spelled SIRIUSLY-, whichever you prefer, Potter, POTTER, .com, spelled COM, / But really, you could actually put seriously-potter.com and
or
it would take
seriously
you here.
Hyphen Potter.
It's we're just gonna call it for our own mouth vocal saving purposes, seriouslypotter.com. The actual seriouslypotter.com is a blog of who I'm sure is a very nice lady. But it's not updated frequently. It's not
Are you sure?
I don't want to say it's not up to par with us. I actually have the person who owns that, I have their address, and I'm going to contact them and make them hand it over. So if you're listening to sue us, my dad is rich.
Wow.
Okay, now Vanessa is going to give us our Harry Potter news for the week. And just do everything that's on the page.
Well, I can't see because someone punched my eye.
What?
You're the wrestler. You're supposed to fight back, actually.
Okay.
No, wait, right now she's not.
What?
There? Okay. So Emma Watson might go to Harvard, which is kind of cool.
Except
she's
that's
also
dumb because we thought she was going to go to Cambridge.
Yeah.
So I think this is a stupid grammar.
Okay, but she's also considering Brown or Yale. Or you just sneezed on me.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you
Vanessa
did.
Punched to the eyes. Seriously, Potter, food episode. Vanessa is abused.
Yeah. Okay, so she's also considering Brown and Yale and other Ivy League schools.
I thought she was going to go to the one.
Cambridge.
Shh. Okay, and Emma Watson also vows to not do nude. What?
Not
what?
Nude. Well, both, the story behind this is Daniel Radcliffe was in Equus, in which there was one nude scene in which he had sex with somebody in blinded horses with a metal spike. And then recently pictures came out of Rupert Grint lying only shirtless in a pool with a man and another woman. I don't know what happened before this picture.
Or after.
The other man happens to be wearing, like, one of those, like, tuxedos. So I don't know what happened. But And there's also a sex scene in that movie, which he described. And he also said about that sex scene that it helps to have crosswords in it. So if you're ever filming a sex scene in a movie, bring your crosswords.
Okay,
and
also...
So Emma's not going to go nude like her two male counterparts.
Yeah. And also Vanessa Hudgens of High School Musical, she might be playing Leah Clearwater.
You only hire British actors. And what kind of name is Vanessa?
Whatever.
What the
gross. Throw up. Gross.
It hasn't been confirmed because you don't see Leah.
Oh, wait. I have more news.
Eclipse. When Eclipse comes around, we'll see if she gets signed up as Leah.
And in New Moon, they were thinking about having Dakota Fanning as Jane.
That'd be cool. I love Dakota Fanning.
She was the chick in all the horse movies. She can
J.K. Rowling was honored in France. J.K. Rowling was honored in France the other day with the French Legion of Honor.
Hey, don't I do the
Nicholas Sarkozy said this. I cannot say that I think sorry. That I misspoke. J.K. Rowling said this. I cannot say that I think I truly deserve it, but the Legion of Honor has been a particular and personal meeting. Meaning, maybe? Voldemort himself is 100% English, even though he has a French name, said J.K. Rowling, kind of.
Well,
now, back to Vanessa, who has finished dying.
Yeah. So two Harry Potter actors have been nominated for the Oliver Awards.
Is the equivalent to the Tonys?
Okay, so, Michael Gambon.
We have a gopher, I'm going to go take care of it.
Michael Gambon and David Bradley. Michael Gambon plays Dumbledore, and David Bradley plays Filch. And they, Gambon has been nominated as Best Actor for No Man's Land at the Duke of York's, and Bradley was nominated as Best Actor for No Man's Land at the Duke of York's as well.
Same movie. And they're competing against each other. Isn't that spicy? So, Stephen King has talked about J.K. Rowling, and he just basically said that the influence that some other authors had on him were similar to the influence he had on J.K. Rowling. I think that kind of sounding kind of stuck up, like, I've had such an influence on J.K. Rowling, so cool for me.
Okay.
Even though J.K. Rowling is wildly more popular than Stephen King, and more powerful and more rich. And
just
better.
Cooler.
No, I didn't want you to steal
J.K. Rowling's speech from her French Legion of Honor has been translated, so that's fantastic.
For
all of us that don't speak French, I do speak French.
So do I, man.
So go Frenchies. We just saw that high five. But it's audio, so you don't know. Even though I told you. So that's great. And we have a teaser poster. Or,
three of them.
In the ingenious words of Divya, posters that tease you.
That's
three
great.
New teaser posters. One of them depicts Harry and his foggy glasses, and it says HP6.
Oh, and Dumbledore is like in his glasses. Like
the next one says Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince in a very tilty way, and it looks very PG-13 to me.
And Harry kind of looks like
Look how dark it looks. They're in blue.
No, he looks like he's about to, like, cut off his neck with his wand.
I'm so teased. Another tilty one of Dumbledore.
What's with the tilting?
I love Dumbledore's beard. It's flying.
Really?
And I love that the coming soon is tilted. I think this is very taking Harry Potter the next generation.
Oh, my gosh.
The tilting?
Cool in
Gambon
this
does
movie.
Not have half-moon glasses. And I would like to wish a happy birthday to Mr. Weasley.
We all love you.
There wasn't really a need for this post, considering it was in a twip. But whatever. Harry... nominated at Kids' Choice Awards.
Well, that happens everywhere.
They always win every year, and they do it in, like, a commercial.
His competition is Twilight, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, and Diary of a Wimpy Kid Do It Yourself.
Those actually are surprisingly popular.
And Diary of a Wimpy Kid sounds like Diary. And even the picture of the Nickelodeon Choice Awards that we have posted on our site looks like it got diarrhea on.
Okay.
And Twilight...
Bad movie.
I like that movie.
Bad book, bad.
No, shut up, Elliot.
I thought you liked that book.
I've learned to hate it again.
Okay, people like to borrow Harry.
The Telegraph is a UK paper, and it reported recently that the Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows is the most borrowed series, or most borrowed book in the UK, in libraries. And it's basically the most borrowed series as well.
Okay, so...
I actually have an announcement of a contest. So.
Okay, contest away.
Okay, so, a few weeks ago, Jordan did a post about, like, what song she think related to the Twilight characters.
Yeah.
So if you have anything to add to that post, like you think this song represents Jacob killing something or whatever.
Yeah, relationships or characters.
Yeah, relationship, please send it in. And also if you, or a scene. And also if you have something relating to like Harry Potter, like if you think Harry's theme song is My Little Pony or whatever.
My little pony.
You send it in.
Avada and it, kill you, Voldemort, my little pony.
And if you and if we like it, we'll play it on a podcast coming soon.
Okay, so now back to our food episode. We're gonna start out with my alcoholic beverage recipes. Except they're not gonna be alcoholic except for one. So we're gonna start off with one of the less famous alcohol release, okay?
Midnight release.
Butterbeer for kids. Awesome butterbeer for the youngest witches and wizards at the party. Like us. Ingredients, 2 cups of apple cider and 2 cups of vanilla ice cream. Yum. You heat the cider up in a hot saucepan until it is warm, then add the ice cream. Stir until the ice cream is melted and mixed in. It is warm with a thick fizz and a little... It is warm and thick with a little fizz. It's very good. Now, my mom and I love to mess around with recipes. And so, we made a butterbeer recipe of our own, but I forgot it, so I'm not going to share it with you. This is called Butterbeer Version 3, and it's at potterparties.com/recipe/35. The ingredients are root beer or cream soda. I used cream soda. Butterbeer, cream, and butterscotch, chips, sauce, or both. Both.
You mean butter, not buttermeer?
Butterscotch? What did I say?
You said butterbeer.
Oh,
butter.
Sorry. No, butterscotch. And you mix it all together.
No.
I'm not going to go through all these recipes because they're complicated. But once again, if you'd like to find this recipe, which is my personal favorite, go to potterparties.com/recipe/35.
Have you made all of these, Ellie?
I have made almost all of them. When we were deciding which one we wanted for my party, which Vanessa did not come to, we...
Let it go, Elliot!
We made every single kind of butterbeer on here.
That's and did taste this.
We actually did. We made that one for my dad.
Really?
Yeah.
What did he say
did
about
like it?
He did. Apparently it was filled with a warm feeling, which is exactly what they said in the books. I was so excited. Anyway. No, okay. We did not have the alcoholic beverage at the party. Don't arrest us.
But
so, that is Elliot's alcoholic beverage of the Potter Party, of the Potter series.
Is it my turn?
Now we're going to move on to Didia with her Luna Lovegood foods.
Yep. Okay.
It's all yours.
I am going to get Deathly Hallows right here. And this is the U.S. hardback edition. So...
It's lovely and orange, if you didn't know.
If you go to page 398, that's where you come up with the first somewhat kind of food, which is dirigible plums.
Dirigible plums, ladies and gentlemen.
They're orange and radish-like fruit that Luna sometimes uses for earrings.
Earrings, ladies and gentlemen.
Because we have no clue if they're edible or not. But it's food, I think.
But if you're a wild Luna fan, we would recommend eating them and seeing if you die.
Oh my god.
Actually, I love Luna. Sorry. Luna fan.
Okay. So, the next foodish drink kind of thing you find is on page 404, which is an infusion of gurdy roots. It's deeply purple as beetroot juice, and the stuff is quite disgusting, as though someone had liquidized bogey-flavored every flavor beans, even if you add several spoons of sugar, as Harry found out.
Wow. Oh, the microphone's over here. Wow.
Yeah, and then, finally, we have freshwater plimpy soup. You fish for the plimpies in your nearby lake, because you live in a lighthouse kind of house that's round and very cool, and you paint your friends' faces on the ceilings, and you go down to your lake and fish out the freshwater plimpies, and then I guess you stew them for half an hour or so, and I guess it makes a delicious soup with a little bit of salt and pepper added.
Note that Harry didn't like it, but Xenophilius Lovegood?
Well, those Lovegoods have adventurous taste buds.
Their taste buds would like roller coasters.
Yeah.
Vanessa will be coming back soon with her take on the food of Hogwarts, the house elves, the Great Hall, the kitchens, etc.
But talk about all of that?
Just that kind of stuff.
Just for the record, they didn't tell me any of this before the podcast.
Of course
not. It was my choice for this podcast, and I chose food and told Vanessa 3 minutes ago. Actually, I'm sorry. 16 minutes and 54 seconds ago. So, while I'm going to stall right now. So, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about emailing us.
Yeah.
And music.
And we will have some music too. Well, I talked about emailing us. I have received emails. I have received emails. This is good. But
are you really going to talk that slow?
Some of them haven't been nice. We appreciate constructive criticism, and I have received several constructive criticism, but we don't appreciate... Can we bleep things out in this cast? No.
Yeah.
We don't appreciate... Do not to us. Ever. And now, for Wizard Walk Rock Twist by the Remus Lupins.
Get out of bed and take a look in the mirror of Paris said. It's clear as day that your true desires to do the twist. You know the magic words that you need to say, and the music comes from the record you enchanted to play. Put on your awesome tie and you scream out loud, I'll do the twist. You head down to the library, and you know just the band that you're gonna see. Yeah, you love them true, and they love you too, so do the twist. The Wizard Rock Show, you make new friends. You talk about how you hope this will never end. And you can play guitar, so you'll start a band and do the twist. You can sing along to all the awesome songs about the Hogwarts crew
And that was the Wizard Rock Twist by the Remus Lupins and our method of stalling. It's a wonderful video created using The Sims. And if you'd like to see it, go to YouTube and search Wizard Rock Twist by the Remus Lupins. Or visit myspace.com/TheRemusLupins.
Or you can even go to iTunes and look up the Remus Lupins.
They're a pretty cool band. Yeah, I think we're going to are we going to have a Wizard Rock cast? I heard rumor of a Wizard Rock cast.
I think we should do one.
Okay. Next week may or may not be our Wizard Rock cast. And now... for one of our favorite people, Vanessa, not Anne Hudgens, with Hogwarts Elves, Kitchens, Great Hall, Hogwarts Food, and all other related things. Go!
Okay, so we first see the magic Hogwartsy food on the train, which I'm stalling for.
Train.
Hogwarts Express.
The Hogwarts, and this is where it's Harry sold meets Ron.
On the candy trolley. And Harry is rich and can buy him. And Ron is not rich.
Okay, who's doing this?
Sorry.
Checking our Seriously Potter email. We just got an email from...
Little Nitz.
That's all we're going to say about her personal info. She wants to...
Even though we've looked her up and tracked her down and are about to... No, kidding. We love you, Little Nitz. She says, hi guys, I'm doing a report on your podcast and I would like to get some information. But can you send me an email back? Thanks. Little Nitz, we will be responding to you right now. Well, Vanessa, flowers. Okay.
Thank you, Elliot. Okay, so we first see this amazing Hogwarts food on the train where you see all this amazing candy, Bertie Bott's, every flavored beans, Drupal's, Best Blowing Gum, Chocolate Frogs, Pumpkin Patsies, Cauldron Cakes, Licorice Ron's, and a number of other strange things. And through this food, Harry initially becomes friends with Ron, which... might say something about Ron that he gets a friend from food, but food of the Great Hall. So they say they serve everything at this hall, and especially for Harry, who hasn't exactly gotten to eat a lot in his youth.
He hasn't gotten to eat a lot?
Yeah,
remember,
no,
he was kind of skinny.
Because remember the Dursley...
As Mrs. Weasley always says, oh, we need to fatten you up.
I swear, when I first read the book, I thought she was going to eat him. Okay, but okay, here's the quote. The Dursleys had never exactly starved Harry, but he'd never been allowed to eat as much as he liked. Dudley had always taken anything Harry really wanted, even if it made him sick. So Harry didn't really get that much food. So this Great Hall is serving roast beef, roast chicken, pork chops, lamb chops, sausage, bacon, steak, boiled potatoes, roast potatoes, fries, pudding, peas, carrots, gravy, ketchup, and peppermint humbugs.
Peppermint humbugs.
Yeah.
And we know that Harry got a little bit of each of the foods, except for the humbugs. I have a feeling that Dumbledore put the humbugs there.
Yeah, because he's Dumbledore and he's awesome. And then the desserts come, and there's apple pies, triple tarts, chocolate eclairs, jam donuts, trifle, strawberries, jello, rice pudding, Elliot falling off a chair. Are you okay there, Elliot? Okay, so then, and then we also know that Hogwarts goes all out on their feast. With,
making it snow, putting up Christmas trees, having floating pumpkins. I mean, craziness.
Elliot?
Yes?
Okay, so, for the Halloween dance, 1,000 live bats fluttered from the walls and ceiling, while 1,000 more swooped over the tables in low black clouds. Making the candles and the pumpkins stutter, the feast appeared suddenly on the Golden Plains as it had the Star Turn Banquet. So, this place is just, magical and amazing. And Harry's like, whee,
food. Vanessa, Hogwarts is magical? What? What?
We have no
breaking
idea.
News, everybody. Hogwarts is magical. You can see a full report of this on stupididiot.com.
You both. I really do.
How do you use this mouse? We have a very complicated Mighty Mouse on this computer, and I don't know. Oh, there we go.
Okay, so then... For the next few books, we don't really hear a lot about the kitchen or the Great Hall of the Feast. We're like, yeah, Star Turn Feast, whatever. Until the fourth book. When we come to...
Don't read it right now. We're doing it later.
When we come to the kitchens, Hermione finds the kitchens from Ron, George and Fred. First time that's ever been said. That rhymed.
Sorry.
Okay, anyway, So Hermione, they go and they find 100 or something house elves just, making the food for Hogwarts, and they're really happy with their jobs, and we find out how great of a boss Dumbledore is. He's just awesome, and he pays the house elves. And then we also meet Dobby again, who's awesome. We all love Dobby. And Dobby's magical.
And he dies. Just like Fred. And Hedwig. And Charity. Oh, Charity.
I miss Charity.
Charity, not Jerry. Charity Burbage. She died in the first chapter.
I can't believe you don't know who she is.
I think that J.K. Rowling should play her in the movie. If you are with me, visit seriously-potter.com and leave a comment on one of my twips that says, J.K. Rowling, she totally, oh my god, be totally, oh my god, Charity Burbage, oh my god, totally, in the movies.
That would be so cool.
And if you don't agree, you should
And if you don't agree, you should go to our poll and vote.
Seriously, dashpotter.com.
And so, and then we meet Dobby, who's magic, and who dies.
Wait, we already met Dobby in book two.
Yeah, but no, we re-meet Dobby.
We see Dobby.
We see Dobby, which we didn't see in the movie, which made me kind of mad. But it costs $1 million to animate one of those house elf dolls for 5 seconds. So
they will have Dobby in Deathly Hallows. It was confirmed.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because
or at least Dobby's voice. You never know.
Yeah. I'm the magical ghost of Dobby who can't be seen.
Now, before we go to our Twilight food with Jordan,
yay!
We're going to talk a little bit about an email we received from Abby. Abby says, "Hi guys, your podcast is super cool. Which movie is your favorite?" Let's address this first. Movie, person by person. Divya?
I would have to say Chamber of Secrets because it includes so many details.
And it's rated PG.
Elliot.
I would have to say Goblet of Fire, rated PG-13. Not that I didn't like... I just hate PG movies. That's something you should know about me. Except for...
So for your reports.
Goblet of Fire was pretty good.
And having to choose between Order of Phoenix and Goblet of Fire, I hated Order of the Phoenix book so much. I'm sorry. I loved Order of the Phoenix book so much that the movie could never live up to my expectations. And I hated Goblet of Fire so much, they could have put a video of a dancing squirrel and I would have loved it. So to answer, yes, my favorite movie is Goblet of Fire. Rated PG-13.
Not PG.
In theaters 2004.
Okay, well, my favorite movie is the Order of the Phoenix. because I absolutely hated the Order of the Phoenix book. I thought she could have shortened it by, like, 500 pages. It's so many.
I throw up.
Yeah. Okay, but, and I hated the book, so the movie just totally exceeded my expectations. Like Elliot said, they could have put a dancing squirrel on the screen, and I would have loved it.
But I actually love dancing squirrels.
Yeah, so, and my second favorite is Goblet of Fire, so world, don't hate me. And Jordan, what's your favorite Harry Potter
movie? Seen all the movies.
I like the Chamber of Secrets because that scene with like where he like stabs the book and then there's like all that steam coming that out of it cool. And then the guy's like, ah! I like that.
Okay, so continuing with your email, Abby. Guys, podcast rocks. It is so funny. It's cool, but with a K. I can't wait to the next show. Give me a shout-out. Bye.
Okay, well, Abby, there's a shout-out.
You. You are related to us, and we are emailing you back right now. Yeah. Vivi is.
Yeah.
But we do appreciate email in every way, shape, and form.
Yeah, and if you do email us.
Because most of the emails are about how people don't like Mallory.
Seriously?
I love those emails.
At least two. I got a few on my personal email about they don't like Mallory.
What did they say?
They just said they didn't like Mallory. We love Mallory.
About not liking me.
Oh no, we all love
you. No, we got a lot of emails about how or I got two emails about how they liked that we did Harry Potter and Twilight and that they think we should incorporate it into the name. But I was like, seriously, Edward?
Yeah,
like,
that's
what, like actually what my
I was like, yeah, we paid $10 for this.
Edward, seriously. So email me.
We basically kind of
because all the emails are gathered from people in Kenya want me to get money out of the country for them.
I got that same one.
Guys, it's a scam.
For my social security number.
Yeah, since
we would like, to let you know that other members of this podcast have given millions to the princess and princesses of foreign countries.
Yeah.
It's a huge scam thing. Everybody should know that. If you don't know, you can visit that scam site.
Wow. And just so you guys know, if you do email us, we will probably read it out loud on the thing.
And if you don't want us to read us out loud, you can put that
just
on
just
there.
Read it.
And we will email you.
Or
back.
If it's me, we won't read it out loud. Except I totally mentioned the Mallory ones.
Yeah. We love Mallory, so if you don't like Mallory, you can
You can vote on the poll.
Yeah.
You can vote on the poll.
Okay, so is it my turn now?
So,
okay.
Now for our Twilight portion of food.
Well,
Twilight serving.
See, nobody really told me that I was coming to this podcast, so I just went outside and got some Twilight books. I'm looking around.
Ravioli and Coca-Cola.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
Right here. Got two Cokes. Bella drinks two Cokes, and how do you make Cokes? You buy them. And the best kind is with sugar in them, because, like, not like that crazy glucose stuff. No, the sugar part is the best. Wait for it.
We're waiting.
And it will be an icy soda that radiates through your chest and you will shiver. And, okay. That's on page 169. Yes, well, not exactly that, but still.
Oh, okay.
And then we have breadsticks and mushroom ravioli.
Okay. Which, by the way, is delicious.
I love ravioli, especially mushroom and spinach ravioli.
Yeah.
This scene made me so hungry in both the book and the movie.
Oh, yeah.
And just a second, for a moment, we all need to repeat this. Cats. No, sorry. Messed
never
up.
Mind.
Gave it away. Cut that up. Money. Sex. Sex. Money. Sex. Cats!
Best part of the movie.
Okay, in Breaking Dawn, because Twilight and Breaking Dawn were the only things at in the library. Let's see.
I can't remember any food in New Moon.
Yes, there was a ton of... Oh, not in New Moon. I don't know.
I don't remember.
Well, she didn't eat New Moon because she was depressed.
And she was going anorexic.
Okay, wait. In Eclipse, you can make just the exact same type of spaghetti as Charlie makes. You put it into the bowl, into the steaming pot of water, and then you don't stir it at all. And you'll take it out, and then you'll put a jar of Prego. Well, I don't know if it's Prego, but it should be Prego. Sauce.
Isn't Prego salsa?
No, Prego is tomato sauce. And you'll put it in the microwave even though you're not supposed to because it has a metal lid. And then you will pour it onto the mound of spaghetti you have made. And then you will eat it.
Make sure
and
you
then you will talk
someone,
to Bella about talking to Jacob.
Make sure you have someone as experienced as Bella by you so she can fix it so it's somewhat edible.
Maybe
I don't think they can hear you. You're on the other side of the room.
Okay, say it again.
Make sure you have someone like Bella who has knowledge in cooking so she can somewhat fix it and someone.
If you're under the age of 7, please do not operate. If you're under the age of 9, please do not operate ovens or any hot stoves or alcohol without the permission of your parents.
Please do not operate alcohol, children!
Okay,
and if you're an adult, please do not drive under the influence. Thank you.
Oh. Okay, breaking down. As we move on, Edward eats his cake. That is
disgusting.
A spectacular cake, $2,000 for the relatively intimate group of friends and family at Bella and Edward's wedding.
Doesn't he have to
at his wedding. How lovely. And then there's a lot of eggs and bacon in this movie. That sounds dirty, but it's not. Okay.
Why would it be dirty?
I don't know.
The
dirty part is
movie.
When they're having sex.
Well, that's...
Oh, yeah, how many times have you said that during this whole podcast?
I've said sex in... twice.
I mean,
three times.
Okay, anyways... one of the which is on page 111 of Breaking Dawn. When do you eat eggs sunny side up? Since now. Do you know how many eggs you've gone through this last week? Weird. And then he pulls out a ton of empty cartons of... And this is when we don't know, but wait, can I spoil it?
Yeah.
Okay. Bella's pregnant.
Why do you get up really close to my
face? With a dwarf baby.
Yeah, with a freaky baby who's actually adorable and looks just like my little cousin Maddie. Anyways.
And her nickname is like mine, which is cool.
Nessa.
Yeah. So we eat a lot of eggs throughout this movie, and I think that
book.
Represents...
Book!
Book! I'm sorry. Book.
Don't cry, Jordan.
And I think that represents, because, you know, eggs mean, like, babies, because eggs were babies, except for they're not fertilized. But anyway, and then Bella has a baby during the movie. And then
talk about them eating people. This isn't interesting. We don't care about eggs and bacon and spaghetti and ravioli. Except that ravioli's really good.
Yeah,
talking about eggs and about babies.
As you can tell, that all Twilight fans are really long-winded and never stop talking.
Oh, yes. As the Harry Potter fan. Blah, 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 blah.
Okay, Jordan.
Anyway.
Continue.
Okay, well, we do have to eventually move on to blood. Yeah. We drink a lot of blood. I drink a lot of blood. It's good.
You drink a lot of blood?
Definitely.
You wondering what happened to Mallory when we got the hate mail? I was hungry.
Anyway, my favorite kind would be O negative. I don't know. What do you think?
I agree with you
I'm
right
A
there.
Positive. I actually am O negative.
I actually have no idea what the kind of bloods are.
I don't know. I think Edward's kind of like an E positive kind of guy for blood. Whatever. Okay, well... That's about all we've got, but there is also the debate, you know, should werewolves eat more dead, raw things, or should they eat people food? Leah likes people food. Well, I think Jacob is more of a dead, raw kind of person, don't you think? Yeah, I think so.
Vanessa Ann Hudgens likes to eat dead, raw animals.
No, Vanessa Ann Hudgens likes to eat people food, which is why she can't be Leah, because we don't like her, actually, Leah likes to eat.
No,
whatever.
Vanessa Ann Hudgens actually on the set.
We actually have a werewolf on the show, me. So I can
Luna's
give you
a werewolf.
Insider's view about werewolves.
Luna.
We eat people food except when it's the full moon, because I am a real werewolf. So.
Not like
not
a crappy shapeshifter werewolf.
Oh, whatever. Yeah. Shapeshifters are better. You're gonna get killed by the vultures.
I'd also like to mention we just got some breaking news about Vanessa Ann Hudgens playing Leah. They actually uncovered that on the set of High School Musical 3, she actually slaughtered one of the other people for the meat off their bones. Yes, the poor lady that played Sharpay, what's her name?
Ashley Tisdale.
So Ashley Tisdale later came back. She was also then, she was promptly bitten by Pooh Bear, who's a vampire and was on the set for a day.
Okay.
And that enabled her to come back to life with black hair.
There's a lot of blood and eggs in Twilight, and mushroom ravioli and cokes that radiate through your chest and cause you to shudder.
So, now on to the Quibbler Thought of the Week and our closing thoughts.
And our name that quote.
And
why does everyone forget name
okay,
that quote?
Okay, let's do name that quote.
I don't have a quote yet.
Okay.
No, I have one!
No, you don't get to do
that.
We
can't
quote.
Do it from Twilight.
Can we do one from
We don't
Twilight
want people to be
Twilight
throwing up their mouths.
Twilight is evil for name that quote purposes.
Please? Please, if you guys, if you want us to do a Twilight Name That Quote as well, email me. And if I get more than 2 emails, we're doing a Twilight Name That Quote. All right. Yeah. EdwardSeriously@gmail.com. EdwardSeriously@gmail.com.
EdwardSeriously@gmail.com.
Shut up.
See, I had to duck. She almost hit me.
Here's Vanessa's Name That Quote.
Woo! Okay, anyway. You all know the drill. I say the quote, you tell me what book, page, chapter, depending on your version, you know. You all know. So this week's quote was the poison was in the drink. Oh, dun dun dun. That's this week's
quote. If you'd like to know what book that was from, watch the new trailer.
Oh, Ellie, just save it away. I hate you forever. Okay, anyone, name me next week.
Well, Vanessa's never going to be on one of my podcasts.
Email me next week. Email me.
Do we have a Quibbler Thought of the Week?
Yes, we do have a Quibbler Thought of the Week. So, I just was thinking about ghosts one day. We don't know much about ghosts. And then I started thinking about Binns, Professor Binns. Okay, seriously, why would he want us to keep on teaching? So maybe, and why would he want to be a ghost?
Does he still get paid when he teaches?
Yeah, they pay him in, like, ghosty money. I don't know. That's why you should email us. You can email Divya at hermit email, which is...
seriously.nargles@gmail.com.
Or you can email me at my email, which is elliotseriouslypotter@gmail.com. Or you can email us at the main email, which is seriously.potter.awesomeness, spelled...
AWESOMNESS.
Oh, or you
we
can, you know,
might get that changed
Jordan
later.
About the quote of the week for Twilight at Edward Seriously, as in Seriously Potter, you know, that kind of serious spelling, @gmail.com.
And to visit our site, you will go to www.seriously-potter.com. If you happen to go to seriouslypotter.com, which we do not own. Oh, you didn't finish your Quibbler Thought?
Let me finish it. Okay, so I was wondering if Binns has a ghosty girlfriend. It could be, I was thinking Grey Lady.
Ew!
I was thinking Grey Lady, but then I thought, oh my gosh, gross. What if he's dating Peeves? That is so weird.
Okay,
oh,
I don't think he's dating Peeves. But anyway, to email me, VanessaEvansSeriously@gmail.com, and apparently Evans is my brother's name.
Yeah, Evans is her brother.
They share it. Evan is not on the podcast. He actually,
He's in college.
He edits the episodes to us. We email him audio files. We email him our raw audio files, and he edits them for us.
From his college dorm at Notre Dame.
No, Evans is her little brother, duh.
All right, my other brother Ethan's at college.
Wait, you have 2 brothers?
Yeah.
We are learning about Vanessa right now.
Okay.
How about some music to sign us off?
We edit that in later, because we have to go to class.
No, wait.
Actually, I have to go to wrestling, and they have to go to Lamo Study Hall.
Oh yeah, I have to go pack my backpack.
See, this is kind of the review. Goodbye,
everybody.
Bye! The students at Hogwarts are sorted into houses according to...
Don't ever do that.
Whatever that shifty sorting hat says they ought to do. I asked Dumbledore if I could be sorted. He said, sorry, Wumpy, but I could get reported to the Ministry of Magic for increased exorcism. You're not a wizard, you're a tree.